What's going on, beautiful people? Today, I'm asking you a question. Were you ever really happy with a narcissist? This is going to make you think. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back. Yes, folks. Yes. It's a good question. Y'all, bear with me right now, because I already know where your mind went. I already know a lot of people were just like, yeah, there were good times. We were happy originally. There were good times. I've been happy. So yes, Lee, I was happy in this relationship. So what are you getting at? Hold on. Pause for a second real quick. Okay? Bear with me. This is going to be, y'all, I'm being real with you right now. I'm being real. I'm keeping it hot and ready. Y'all know I keep it hot and ready. A lot of people don't think the narcissist was genuine in the beginning, right? So if they presented you a version of themselves that is not real, if that first version of this person that you met, the first version that you fell in love with, the first version that you encountered was not real, then were you really ever happy, or was you even your own happiness in this relationship a facade? So this question got me thinking. That's why we got here, y'all. I be sitting here thinking. I'm like, man, what is this? Were they ever really happy with this person? Because real, true happiness is authentic. Both people are being authentic, right? Both people are presenting the best version of themselves, of course, up front. But at least you're presenting the real version of you. You're not lying, unless you are. You're not cheating, unless you might have been. You know, you're presenting the best version of yourself up front. You're presenting the real version of yourself up front, though. The best, of course, you want to put your best foot forward. You know, everybody does that. Everybody puts their best foot forward. But like I said before, narcissist's best foot is a peg leg. It's a false foot, right? It's a false foot. You don't know it's a false foot at first until the mask comes off. But it's a false foot. It's a peg leg. You always wonder why they walk with a little limp. Because their leg is a peg leg. You know, they lost a leg in the battle of narcissism in 1942. You know, the battle of narcissists. So think about it, y'all. And ask yourself the question, were you really ever happy in this relationship? If they were fake from the beginning, were you ever really happy with them? I know there were moments of happiness. That's not what I'm questioning. I know that is what I'm questioning. I know that there were moments of happiness. But if they were being fake, your happiness might not have even been real in the first place. Pardon the interruption. Just wanted to make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button right now and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss any uploads. Helps me reach more people. Now back to the video. Put some clear. You got to put the clapping hands in the comment section if you understand what I'm saying. You gotta drop a clapping hands comment. But yes, so think about it from that perspective right there. Y'all, it just opens your mind up to something new right there. Because narcissistic people are fake from the beginning. Are some of them presenting a different, some of them being authentic? Yeah, some of them might be authentic for a little while, right? They might not be lying to you and manipulating you up front at first, but their intent is kind of insidious, right? You know, I don't think all narcissists start off the relationship with insidious intent to manipulate, the lie, cheat, steal, whatever. I don't think every narcissist does that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the narcissistic people who set out to do that intentionally from the beginning, being fake. So this was, like I said, this question is for a lot of people that are stuck. A lot of people that are ruminating on the past. A lot of people that are thinking back to times of happiness. A lot of people that think that they could have changed themselves to make the relationship last longer, or to fix the relationship, or to get them to come back, right? To get them to love you more. To get them to give you the original love that they were giving you in the beginning. But if they were never real in the first place, was your happiness even real? Were you ever happy with this person? So if you are one of the people who think that narcissists always are manipulated from the beginning, but you're still in love with the original version of themselves because they made you happy here and there, was your happiness even real? This can help release it, y'all. This can help release you from the binds of you missing the good times. If the good times were never real in the first place, were they really even good times? It sounds like, I know it sounds like I'm preaching, because internally it feels like I'm preaching right now. I feel like the Lord is flowing through me right now, just trying to bring out this message, because I literally just wrote this down a little while ago, and it got me to thinking. I was like, I can't do a video on that because people were happy. But then my mind was like, wait, if they were fake from the beginning, if they've been lying from the beginning, if they've been manipulating from the beginning, then they could have manipulated your happiness. So think about that, right? This could help release you from the ties that bind in you in this relationship. These emotional ties, these soul ties, whatever. If you think this is your twin flame, but they were lying, it's a false flame. It's one of those, it's not, you think y'all, look, you think, if y'all believe in twin flames, you think that y'all, if you think that y'all are both fiery, hot pieces of fire, right? You think this is the torch and this is the torch, right? If y'all listen on the podcast, I have a salt shaker and a pepper shaker in my hand. So this is your torch right here. Your torch has a real flame. It's hot to the touch. Their torch looks like a real flame, but it's actually one of those, like, those ceremonial, you know, like those fake flames with, you put in, like, on a theater, on a theater stage, on a play. Those fake flames from paper mache, or just pieces of paper painted orange. It looks like fire from a distance, but it's not real fire. You know, it makes smoke. It's like, it makes a little smoke here and there. It's got like a little smoke sensor in it where it releases fake smoke. And it looks like fire from a distance, but the closer you get, you realize it's not even real fire. It's pieces of paper blowing in the wind. It's orange and red pieces of paper blowing in the wind to represent fire. They're not even your twin flame. The flame is fake. The flame ain't even burning hot. Yes, I just came up with that off the top of my head. They're not your twin flame. They're a fake flame. You think you're twin flames because the connection was so tight. The soul tie was so... y'all had a soul tie. You are a real... Your tie is real because you are a real person. If they were a fake person from the beginning, then how can it be real? I'm just telling you, this is meant to make you think right here, y'all, to release that. Because if you are one of the people that believe that they were never real in the first place, then... was your happiness with this person real? Can this help you release that person? Like, was I really even happy? Damn. You know what? I wasn't. If they were faking it from the beginning, then their happiness is fake. So if you're hyper-focused on how they're treating the new supply, if you're hyper-focused on how they're treating the new supply, how happy they look, you don't recognize this person anymore. You're saying the things like, in your head, you're saying things like, I don't even know who this person is anymore because they're faking it again. So is the new supply even really happy if they're being fake with them? It's, again, it's happiness adjacent. It's Splenda happiness. You got real happiness is sugar. That narcissistic fake happiness is Splenda. It looks the same. It tastes the same. It has different effects. It ain't the same thing. You can tell, but you. Man, this real sugar a little sweeter. You can tell it is real sugar, you know. Narcissists get that that no sugar added type of love. You know what I mean? But yeah, I hope this. Hey, I'm having fun with this video. If y'all can't tell, because this is all coming from the top of my head. Y'all know I don't take notes anyway, but this is all coming from the top of my head because it got me thinking. I'm like, if they were being fake from the beginning, were you ever really happy? And there's people who are going to answer that question. It's like, yeah, I felt happiness. I did. And y'all, again, it's cool. This is not me trying to convince you that you wasted your time. This is not the intent of this video. We're like, well, I was never really happy. We spent 10 years together. That's not what I'm saying right there. It can really help release this part if you're one of the people that are missing the good times. If you're missing this person because of the times you thought that they were good, but you also think this person is fake. You can release that right there. You can release it. You can release it. And this is me saying, y'all, this is not me saying that they never, ever cared about you either. Let me clarify that. This is not me saying that they never, ever cared about you. It's me saying that they presented a false version of themselves to make you happy because they didn't feel authentic enough to show you who they really were, to tell you who they really were. So they were manipulating you from the beginning because they were being intentionally obtuse, intentionally manipulative, intentionally misdirecting you. You see? This is not me saying that they never ever cared about you. This is me saying that some of narcissistic people are coming to you with ill intent. They're coming into your life with ill intent. Like they got a grudge that they got a grudge to settle with you and whatnot. But this is what narcissistic people do. And this is what I'm just telling you. You are stronger than what you think you are. You deserve better. You deserve real happiness. And that real happiness can start. It starts from internal. It's real internal happiness. It starts with you. So this is not you. Like I said, again, that fake happiness, not the happiness adjacent. This can be the real happiness the part that comes with you. So you got it. You can be as strong as you possibly can be. Yo, this is your life. You can live it the way you want to live it. You go out there and get real happiness. You go out there and get real sugar. You go out there and find your real twin flame, not the fake orange flame from the school play. You know, not the fake torch from the school play right there. Find a real twin flame that burns as hot as you do. You know, somebody find a twin flame that's not trying to stifle your fire, but trying to make it burn brighter. Go out there and get that real happiness, y'all. So again, I hope this video made you think a little bit, because it made me think. I'm thinking as I'm talking. That's why I was talking and getting hype and stuttering a little bit here and there. That's because I was getting hype while I was talking. I'm like, this is groundbreaking to me. It might not make sense to y'all. I know it's just like, well, Lee, this is a confusing video. But I hope it brought you some clarity. I hope it made you think a little bit, and I hope it brought you some peace to help you release this person and help you find an internal happiness. That's what I'm hoping. That's my goal right here, y'all. Anyways, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. Like, just like it reached you, just like, you, hey, this video popped up out of nowhere. I don't know where it came from. Somebody else subscribed to the channel, and it helped boost the algorithm. Somebody else liked this video. It helps boost the algorithm, pushed it out to you. Somebody else commented. So pay it forward. Anyways, y'all, I'm super thankful for you. Mental Hunters is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. Have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.